Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Hexcel Corporation, also known by its ticker, HXL. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive into a company with a strong foothold in advanced materials, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Hexcel's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you figure out if this stock fits your portfolio. Let's get right into it with a quick overview of who Hexcel is and what's been happening with them lately, before we dig into the meat of our analysis. Hexcel Corporation is a key player in the advanced composites industry, specializing in high-performance materials primarily for the aerospace and defense sectors, alongside some industrial applications. Think lightweight, durable materials that go into aircraft, satellites, and even wind turbine blades. They're a well-established name, operating out of the United States with a global footprint, and they've built a reputation for innovation in a niche but critical market. With thousands of employees and a solid market cap, they're not a small fish, but they're also not a household name like some tech giants. So let's unpack what makes them tick. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, Hexcel has shown a mixed bag. Short-term trends over the past week and month indicate some volatility, while the longer-term performance over the past year and 5 years suggests they've had their ups and downs, likely tied to the cyclical nature of aerospace. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves and market recovery expectations, especially in aerospace, a sector that's been through the ringer but is showing signs of life. This ties directly into their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, where they reported sales of $490 million and highlighted optimism about demand recovery. So, with that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT analysis and see where Hexcel stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths. First off, Hexcel's position in the aerospace and defense sectors is a major strength. Their materials are critical for lightweight, fuel-efficient aircraft, and with air travel demand slowly clawing back, as noted in their recent earnings call, they're well-placed to benefit. The Q2 2025 sales figure of $490 million shows they've got steady revenue streams, even in a recovering market. Another big plus is their innovation edge. Hexcel isn't just churning out generic materials. They're at the forefront of advanced composites. Their focus on high-performance solutions keeps them relevant, especially as industries like aerospace push for sustainability and efficiency. Think greener planes and renewable energy applications. Financially, they've got some solid metrics backing them up. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin from the latest data suggest they're managing costs well, even if there's room for improvement. Plus, a reasonable current ratio indicates they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations, which is always reassuring for us long-term folks. Lastly, their global presence and diverse revenue streams across regions, as seen in their geographic segment data, help mitigate risks from any single market downturn. Whether it's North America or Europe, they've got a footprint that balances things out. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat it. Hexcel has some cracks to watch. One glaring issue is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio from the latest metrics isn't catastrophic, but it's high enough to raise an eyebrow. Too much leverage can bite hard if interest rates climb or if cash flow tightens, so that's a red flag for long-term stability. Another concern is their dependency on the aerospace sector. Yes, it's their bread and butter, but when that industry takes a hit, like during pandemics or economic slowdowns, Hexcel feels the pain. Their performance metrics over the past few years reflect this cyclical vulnerability, and diversification isn't as strong as it could be. Looking at profitability, their return on equity and return on invested capital aren't exactly setting the world on fire. These numbers suggest they're not squeezing maximum value out of their assets or shareholder money, which could be a drag on future growth if not addressed. Lastly, while their recent sales numbers are decent, the net income and free cash flow trends from the financial statements show some inconsistency. If they can't stabilize or grow these figures, reinvestment into innovation or debt reduction could take a hit. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to the upside. The biggest opportunity for Hexcel lies in the aerospace recovery. Their Q2 2025 earnings call summary was pretty clear. Demand for commercial aircraft is expected to rebound, and Hexcel is positioned to capitalize on that. As airlines and manufacturers ramp up production, Hexcel's order books could swell. Beyond aerospace, there's potential in industrial markets like renewable energy. Their materials are used in wind turbine blades, and with the global push for clean energy, this segment could be a dark horse for revenue growth. It's not their biggest slice of the pie yet, but the revenue product segments hint at room to expand. Valuation-wise, the forward PE ratio data for 2025 shows a reasonable range, suggesting the stock isn't wildly overpriced compared to future earnings estimates. For long-term investors, this could mean a fair entry point if you believe in their growth story, especially compared to some frothy industry averages. Finally, their mention of exploring targeted mergers and acquisitions in the earnings call is intriguing. If they can snag complementary businesses or tech, it could accelerate growth and diversify their portfolio, something they desperately need to buffer against sector-specific risks. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real threats looming. The cyclical nature of aerospace is a constant shadow. Even with recovery on the horizon, any geopolitical tension, economic slowdown, or new travel disruptions could slam the brakes on demand again. Their historical performance data over the past few years shows how exposed they are to these swings. Competition in the advanced materials space is another worry. Hexcel isn't the only game in town, and if rivals innovate faster or undercut on price, they could lose market share. The industry performance metrics suggest the sector is competitive, and Hexcel needs to stay ahead of the curve. Rising input costs or supply chain snags could also hurt margins. While not explicitly mentioned in the data, their reliance on specialized materials means any disruption could ripple through to their bottom line, especially with current global uncertainties. Lastly, that debt burden I mentioned earlier ties into a broader threat. If they don't manage it well, or if free cash flow doesn't improve as seen in the cash flow statements, they might face tighter financial constraints, limiting their ability to invest in growth or weather downturns. So where does this leave us? Hexcel Corporation is a fascinating play for long-term investors, but it's not without its risks. On one hand, their niche expertise in advanced composites and their positioning in a recovering aerospace market scream potential. Their recent earnings call optimism and reasonable forward valuation metrics add to the appeal. On the other hand, the debt levels, sector dependency, and inconsistent profitability metrics are hard to ignore. For me, this is a stock to watch closely over the next few quarters. See how they manage that balance sheet and whether they can capitalize on the industry upswing while diversifying their risks. As a long-term investor, you've got to weigh whether Hexcel's growth story weighs the cyclical pitfalls. Maybe keep an eye on their next earnings report for signs of stronger free cash flow or debt reduction, and watch for any news on those potential acquisitions they hinted at. Short-term volatility might spook some, but if you're in it for the long haul, Hexcel could be a solid bet if they play their cards right. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Hexcel in the comments. Do you see them soaring with aerospace, or are you wary of the risks? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.